And it just doesn't sound right. A duel at high one instead of high noon? Okay, so it wouldn't happen for 1,000 years, but 1 p.m. might be the new noon if U.S. officials and scientists convince the world to get rid of the leap second, which is added every now and then to sync up clocks. But these scientists also caution it could end up fouling computers. Well, big changes have happened before. Time zones themselves were created because trains from different parts of the country on different clocks were crashing into each other. In 1972, Greenwich Mean Time, based in London, was largely replaced by Coordinated Universal Time, maintained by the more accurate atomic clocks. And now, the International Telecommunication Union, the UTC, will meet in November to decide whether to abolish the leap second as well. Let's explain. Or rather, let's have Dr. Dimitrios Matsakis explain. He's chief scientist for time services at the U.S. Naval Observatory, and he spoke to our Robin Young.
Doctor, why do we even need a leap second?
The short answer is it exists because the Earth is a lousy clock. The Earth speeds up and slows down from one day to the next, and over a long time, the Earth is slowing down. About 470 million years ago, a day only was 21 hours long.
And now you and other scientists are saying we need to react to this idea that we add leap seconds every few years or so to adjust for, as you explained, the Earth not moving exactly the way it's supposed to. Tell us more about who decides when a leap second gets added. How does that happen?
It's done by a group called the IERS, and it's based upon observations that are made from radio astronomy. We have antennas that are set up around the world. They look at the most distant objects we know, which are quasars, and we see them appearing to rotate. It's the Earth, which is rotating differently than we expect it to be. We measure the difference between the rotation of the Earth and the atomic time, and the group, the IERS, watches that difference grow, and when it predicts it's going to start to exceed 0.9 seconds, they insert a leap second.
But the problem now is that we've got all of these computers running our lives that are so carefully calibrated, and it's hard to, what, change the software?
That's right. We have the modern version of train crashes. This would be crashes on the Internet. A lot of programmers don't even know that leap seconds exist. I'll venture to say the vast majority of the world doesn't know that leap seconds exist, and they still think we operate on Greenwich Mean Time. Although Greenwich Observatory has been closed down for decades, leap seconds are inserted, the computers get a mismatch. The mismatch can lead to the computer shutting down. They say, the time is wrong, I can't operate.
And this has happened. Give us some examples.
The last time we inserted a leap second was June 30, 2012. At that time, the computers that were controlling the reservation system for Qantas Airlines in Australia shut down, and passengers were stranded by the thousands at airports until that problem was fixed.
Well, it's a good thing it was just the reservations system that was shut down and not, let's say, flight.
You're very right, Robin. The GPS itself will give good time. GPS is well-designed. Its signals can handle the leap second. But GPS receivers, what the user has, can be misprogrammed and have been misprogrammed. GPS receivers have not taken in the leap second right. And if you have an error of 1 second, 1 leap second, it could cause a positional error of 1,000 feet. That's why this group called the Civil GPS Interface Committee passed a resolution last August calling leap seconds a hazard to navigation.
So what's the resistance to getting rid of the leap second? Yes, time will start to drift a little bit as we know it, but not for a long, long time.
The resistance is political, and most of it comes from the United Kingdom. All of their public releases, their newspapers, their media, report time as Greenwich Mean Time. Even though the time really is Coordinated Universal Time, UTC, they use GMT, and since the two never deviate by as much as 0.9 seconds, it's a very good approximation. So there is a great source of national pride. If you look at their tabloids, which are the subconscious of a nation, use the articles saying that time is up for Britain, that time will drift towards the United States. That came from their Minister of Science.
And again, remind us what will happen. Yes, noon might become 1 o'clock in 1,000 years, but what would happen in the next 20 years?
Well, we like to call it a scare story, and I often give public talks where I ridicule the consequences of that, which get into people's mind, like children will go to school in the dark, countries change their time zones often. So although UTC will deviate, the time that we follow doesn't have to. That's set by law. It can be whatever the countries, which are sovereign states, want. It's my opinion that no matter what the ITU decides, if they don't decide to get rid of leap seconds now, they will decide to get rid of it in another 20 or 30 years after the problems become more pronounced.
That's Dr. Dimitrios Matsakis, Chief Scientist for Time Services at the U.S. Naval Observatory, on a move to abolish the leap second. Dr. Matsakis, thank you so much.
I'm glad to be here.
Chief Scientist for Time Services. What a cool title. It's now time for us to say Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Robin's back tomorrow.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.